Lot Cases. By André Pete. September the 13th, 2012. Of Abraham's nephew, Lot, we read that he sat in the gates of Sodom. General 19, 1. The gate, in the Bible, stands for the place where political power and control is exercised. 2 Sam 2:4-18. Ruth 4, 1. Well, surely the ins and outs of the city were regulated. But instead of Lot's influence making the city better, he made things, for himself and his family, only worse. He acquired no goodwill, but squandered that precisely by trying to prescribe the law to his fellow citizen. General. 19:9. This history of Lot makes me always think of Christian politicians. Day after day they torment their righteous soul. 2 Peter 2:8. And they are busy with trying to stop all kinds of evil which they identify. But the effect is usually counterproductive. For example, do they defend a decline official who refuses to marry a gay couple? Then the libertines smell blood, and the end of song is that the legislation is less favorable for these officials. Every time Christian politicians are having to back down due to their ethical spearheads, such as abortion, euthanasia, gay marriage and Sunday rest. Tragic, Lot Cases. But also so dumb, so dumb, because the problems which Lot encountered were entirely foreign to his uncle, Abraham. He behaved like a stranger and a sojourner in the country. General. 23:4, and did not care about politics. He acquiesced. But for this reason, what a testimony went out from him. General. 23:6. Line of Symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright André Pyatt, www.goldberry.nl. Return to main index page.